This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. It feels like this is a news-filled day from this Lions-Giants practice. Reports of up to 8 skirmishes. Now report that Terrion Arnold has been taken from the field into the locker room. Being evaluated for a concussion, according to Justin Rogers of the Detroit Football Network. He had a collision with Andrew Thomas, the left tackle for the Giants, downfield on a run play. And what's interesting about this is it's not really it could be a side of the head blow, helmet to helmet.
No, it just looks like a normal block downfield, and you know that Arnold was coming up to try to make a play, or at least had to challenge the blocker.
He took on the blocker, who's a left tackle, and Arnold is wearing the guardian cap. Andrew Thomas is not wearing the guardian cap, and most players are on both teams. The guardian cap, if you haven't seen it, are these new padded helmets that go on top to help avoid concussions. And certainly we hope that Terrion Arnold has not suffered a concussion, that this is merely precautionary. But I would imagine if he does, that's probably it for him on this New York trip. I don't know if he was going to play in the game anyway.
Probably. I tell you what's interesting about that is that Pro Football Talk has a tweet that they have that they put out just a little bit before the tweet that shows the play. And it's a picture of Andrew Thomas, and he's got his helmet kind of riding up on his face because he's taking a break, and he's got that extra padding on the helmet at that point. Now, I don't know if this is from just a different practice or what, or if it's stock footage, but you're right. It's weird watching the highlight, and Thomas doesn't have that protective coating on his helmet, while just about everybody else does. Everybody in the shot does. I think there was a receiver who came in motion that did not have it on, but...
A lot of this stuff has gotten out, like a whole bunch of the fight video, and now this play. It's been retweeted from our account, at DunganGator971. So we've retweeted some of the fight videos. We've retweeted this play that apparently has sent Terrion Arnold to the Lions locker room being evaluated for concussion. Also, Kevin Zeitler. Let's see if I can find this. I want to make sure I get it right. But the guard that has been brought in from... Baltimore and is expected to start. He's being evaluated for a shoulder injury, according to Justin Rogers. So, I mean, this stuff is this is not great. We don't know the severity of anything. But probably the first thing you always say about joint practices, about non-joint practices, about preseason games, et cetera, is the first box to check is everybody stays healthy. These are two guys that are expected to start. That are in are being looked at, so not great.
Well, this might be a learning moment for a teaching moment for Arnold, man. I mean, Andrew Thomas is humongous, and I know you got to take on the blocker, but you could see his head kind of snap to the side. And I don't care, you know, what kind of cornerback or physicality you think you are, you know, you don't want to take that head on. And that's kind of what he did. You know, he turned his shoulder, of course, but Andrew Thomas is massive.
Yeah, and. There is a bit of, this is the first day where it's not friendly fire. This is the first day where the opponent might have what might be more inclined to finish the play more than they have in all the practices leading up to it. So this is the first time that Terrion Arnold is seeing NFL left tackle coming at him. That probably wasn't going to happen in the game because starters aren't in there very long if they're in there at all. So you're right. Could be a bit of a lesson here for Terrion Arnold. But if you want to see the video, you can check it out at DunganGator971. We promised our champ and chump, my champ of the weekend, Scotty Scheffler, coming from way back in the final round of the Olympic gold medal finals, the Olympic golf finals on round 4. And then obviously it meant a ton to him when it was all said and done. As he cried on the podium, my champ of the weekend, Scotty Scheffler.
I went with the Ukraine. They had a couple of gold medals over the weekend, and it's just awesome to see, you know, everything that country's been through with the invasion from Russia. They've lost over 400 athletes to the war, and these athletes are still out there competing for their country, and to come away with gold is amazing.
My champ of the weekend is whoever picked the FedEx delivery uniform airport tarmac worker uniforms that the U.S. golf team was wearing with the stripe down the pants. I mean, it was like a prison jumpsuit look or something. It was so bad, but that's my chump.
So bad, it's so good.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Seine River. This thing is so contaminated. They have no business having people swim in it for competition's sake. People have gotten sick over the weekend to the point where athletes and teams are pulling out of the mixed triathlon and all this. It's just crazy. You'd think they would have gotten this settled well before the Olympics.
All right, there you go. Get your champ and chump votes in. 248-539-9797. Story over the weekend from ESPN, a draft of a notice of allegations that was sent off or going to be sent off to the University of Michigan made its way out into the public. Had it, of course, immediately my phone starts to buzz. People start checking in with me. I start making calls, find out what I can find out. And probably the most telling thing that's in there, and there's some new revelations, but probably the one that's most germane to Michigan right now, is an accusation that head coach Sherrone Moore deleted 52 text messages between himself and Connor Stallions. Stallions is, of course, the center of the sign stealing scheme. And there are multiple sources familiar with this case saying that the deleted text messages in no way tie Coach Moore to knowing anything about what Stallions was up to. And we'll circle back to that in a second. But those messages apparently will be made public. And certainly they won't be, you know, Freedom of Information Act. Eventually those things get out anyway. But I've been told.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bolden, others have been told that Michigan is actively trying to release them themselves because it's important what's in the messages. Now, it doesn't mean he should have deleted them in the first place. Deleting those is a procedural issue that Michigan has got to do a better job with how they handle stuff like that. And I don't, if it was a moment of panic or whatever that made Coach Moore do it to delete these just to say, I'm not associating with this guy. If there was nothing in it, there was no reason to do that. So again, we wait to make sure that there's nothing in those text messages. But in the meantime, it's I saw it described as bad optics when you delete something like that.
Well, it's always going to look bad. For sure. And, you know, what are you covering up? Why did you do it in the first place? But I also think it's probably human nature. If, you know, somebody's in trouble and, you know, there's an investigation, you may want to get ahead of that and let's say, well, I want to get rid of this. But you know, this isn't a case of law. So it's not like you're going to jail because you did this. But it could end up costing him.
It could.
Perhaps a suspension of some kind.
It could.
Depending what's on the text, too.
Yeah. So if you're a Michigan fan and you're worried and you want to see, I think the one thing that you could take a little bit of solace in was a Dan Murphy tweet yesterday, ESPN, and it seems relevant. He tweeted out that this NOA draft doesn't present any evidence that the coaches knew what Stallions was doing. Now, that doesn't mean, again, that we wait till all the evidence is out before, you know, we give our opinions here. But if they got a hold of the text messages and the NCAA got a hold of the text messages their own way, then Sherrone Moore said, oh, here, and produce them. If there was a tie-in, I don't know that Dan Murphy would tweet that out. So that would support that there's nothing in there that incriminates Coach Moore, but still it's important to see the text messages. Let them come out to back that up. But, you know, we asked Michigan fans, do you want to fight it or do you want to, well, we'll get to what Pete Thamel and Paul Feinbaum had to say today. These are two guys that are covering it. Thamel wrote the story. Feinbaum covers college football, obviously. But Gator, we've discussed, you know, the various things in here. A lot of the accusations are against guys who left. And overall, there's a question of whether or not Michigan has fostered an atmosphere of compliance, which is, if the case is that they haven't and those accusations hold up, there's going to be a punishment.
Well, I mean, if that's the accusation, then you've got a coach that is deleting the messages, then that would indicate that that is not complying. So that's part of it. I think this whole thing, it's not just about, I mean, right now, focusing on Sherrone Moore because he's the head coach and they're about to start the season. But really, it's about Connor Stallions and the lengths that he went to gain the advantage through his scouting and all that. And who knew what? And did they know it when? And, you know, we'll see what, you know, I imagine his phone is extraordinarily valuable when it comes to this investigation to see who he was communicating with.
Well, we'll get to what Thamel and Feinbaum have to say at 12:31. Open lines, champ and chump, get them in. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.